A new House proposal could change the way your agency plans its spending. House Republican leaders are calling for budgets that last for 2 years. The Hill's Bob Cusack joins us now with details on how this plan could change things where you work. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us the overview, if you don't mind, and how this might be different from the current budgeting process.
Well, this has been an idea that's really been floating around for about a decade, where instead of doing the annual appropriations process where the president offers his budget at the beginning of every year and then Congress tries to pass all the appropriations bills, a dozen of them, and usually fails as far as trying to get individual bills through Congress, this would be a different process where it would be biennial. Every 2 years, at the beginning of every Congress, the president would propose his budget, and it would be for 2 years, and Congress would pass the budget theoretically, and then the next year they would spend more time on congressional oversight. Proponents of this idea, and it includes both Democrats and Republicans, this is the most bipartisan budget reform plan that is really out there. There are critics of it, but they say that Congress, kind of like Groundhog Day, where the appropriations process just takes up so much of the congressional calendar every year, and they really don't get it done. It's been it wasn't since the 1980s that all the appropriations bills were signed into law, passed by the House and Senate, and signed into law. They're always playing catch-up in this. So proponents say this would be a way to possibly spend less money and also do it every 2 years. Now, of course, there would have to be emergency spending for natural disasters or anything that would come up, and that would happen under this proposal. But this is a plan that's supported by Senator Mark Warner. Johnny Isaacson, the Republican from Georgia, has proposed this with Gene Shaheen, who's a Democrat from New Hampshire. Now, appropriators, they're not really fond of this idea. It would cut their authority, but it's something that John Boehner, the Speaker, has voted for, and it could be in the mix for the debt ceiling discussions. I talked to some members, and they said, yes, they are thinking about asking the White House to endorse this. So it remains to be seen whether it will be in the grand deal to raise a debt ceiling, but it's certainly in the mix.
Well, there's a lot of implications here, one of which is simply that work tends to expand to fill the time you give it. And has anyone raised the question that this is simply a rewarding of bad habits, and now Congress will take 2 years to do what used to take them 1 year?
Well, that's right. You would give the money up front, and critics of this idea say that doesn't make sense, is that you'd give agencies and contractors the money up front, and then you'd have to pay them more down the road. So there are definitely some people that are not fond of this idea, but it would be a significant change to how the federal business is done. Federal contracting would be 2-year contracts instead of 1-year contracts. Now, proponents say that would give more certainty to contractors, but others say exactly what you raised, is that this could be a problem for both fraud and abuse and spending, that it would actually lead to more spending. But the fascinating thing is that the budget wars are always so partisan, and this is an idea that has gained momentum over the years, but it has support from Democrats and Republicans. But at the same time, if this is included in the deal, there could be some people who vote against it, including the Appropriations Committee chairman and other subcommittee chairmen who don't like this idea at all.
We are talking with Bob Cusack. He is the managing editor at The Hill. It sounds like this plan then would have some momentum behind it, as you say, and has a chance if it's got bipartisan support, which is not something you hear of lately on Capitol Hill very often.
That's right. That's right. It's got 30 co-sponsors in the Senate. It's got a number of co-sponsors in the House, including some Democrats. The interesting thing here also is that John Boehner is not a fan of appropriators, of the people who dole out the spending. Earlier this year, he was able to pass a rule in the House that banned earmarks. This is something that appropriators have been famous for over the last 10 years, and he was the driving force to make sure that there will be no earmarks in this Congress. This would be another attempt to lessen the power of appropriators. And the Tea Party, a lot of conservatives believe that the appropriators are the ones to crack down on. There's been a long saying in Washington is that there are three parties. There's the Republicans, the Democrats, and the appropriators. So the appropriators don't like that. But certainly the momentum is on the side of cutting down on the power of the Appropriations Committee, which has been one of the most powerful committees in recent years. But now, with John Boehner running the House, it has less power, and this proposal could certainly crack down on their power.
And has anyone brought up the practical effect on federal agencies? Right now, they are in the planning stages for their 2013 budget. So generally, when they're planning a budget, they have an entire fiscal year yet to go and maybe a year and a half of fiscal spending before they would get to the budget that they are now planning. This would seem to introduce even more inflexibility when you've got 2 years to go. To try to think that far ahead sometimes in a dynamic age is pretty tough.
That's right. That is one of the concerns that would be raised. And as far as the details of this, I talked to David Dreyer. He is the Rules Committee Chairman, a member of House Republican leadership. It's his bill in the House, the details of which have not been worked out. He's just trying to get this in the discussion as far as getting it on the Republican wish list to raise the debt ceiling. And then this wish list is going to be long, and this could be one of the things on the Republican wish list. But as far as when it would go into effect, it wouldn't go into effect, I think, anytime soon. It would be phased in over years, and certainly would not be in effect, I think, this Congress, but in a future Congress. So the government contracts now would not be affected if this thing is put on the Republican wish list. But certainly, there is momentum for this. There will be critics that will say we shouldn't ask for this. But if it's part of a large package deal, and remember the package to raise the nation's debt ceiling is going to be so large that this one thing certainly wouldn't derail it. There would be other things that would be probably more controversial because, as David Dreyer told me, he said, this has a lot of support and bipartisan support, and so I think the controversial items would be other things.